You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Hey, did you folks who have access to the internet check out Art Bell's website? It was hacked, taken over, and it is controlled completely by the Yugoslavians promoting their version of what's going on over there. And I think it's great. I think it is absolutely fantastic that this New World Order proponent, fascist, Nazi, disinformation campaigner, liar extraordinaire, Art Bell, had his website completely taken over and is now the website of Slobodan Milosevic. Isn't it wonderful? I think it's great. Art Bell's just dying of apoplexy. Listen to his show tonight. You'll hear the guy just going off the deep end about it. He just can't stand it because, by golly, he thinks the NATO forces should go in there and just bomb and kill and rape and loot and invade and all of these things that are absolutely against every concept of international law, against the Constitution for the United States, the whole bit. I think it's funny. Yay, yay, go Art, go Art, go. Go Art, go Art, yo, yo, yo. Woo-woo, woo-woo, woo-woo. I love it. If you don't know Art Bell's website, go to our website, to our homepage, harvest-trust.org, and halfway down the page somewhere, click on Art Bell, and then go to the bottom of that page and click on the obvious link, and it will take you right there and show you what has happened. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I was right. It was not a three-man reconnaissance team, and they were not in Macedonia. These three young men who decided to go off on a lark, and that's exactly what happened. We have been talking to our military contacts in the Pentagon all day long, and here's the truth of what happened. These three young men were part of a large patrol. Just like I said, there's no such thing as a three-man reconnaissance team in a Humvee. In the first place, you don't get away with sneaking into enemy territory so that you can perform any kind of reconnaissance in a Humvee. That doesn't happen. They were part of a large convoy, a patrol, if you will, made up of at least six Humvees, each Humvee containing three or more military personnel. This one Humvee decided to leave the patrol and head up a road into Yugoslavia. They were captured inside Yugoslavia, and it's not clear exactly what Yugoslavian forces captured them, but they were captured. They resisted capture and, of course, were subdued. They were not tortured. They were not unnecessarily beaten or anything like that. And they are in custody. And can you imagine this? Here's General Clark, the head of NATO forces. Now, notice NATO forces. And these men were not attached to NATO forces. They were attached to United Nations peacekeeping forces. Now, listen to me carefully. What were they? Were they United States forces? No. Were they NATO forces? No. Were they United Nations peacekeeping forces in Bosnia? Yes. That's exactly what they were. They were United Nations peacekeeping forces in Bosnia. They were not United States forces, and they were not NATO forces. Even though they are Americans, they were not United States soldiers. They were United Nations soldiers who, on a lark, looking for adventure, as all young men do, left their patrol column, went up a road, probably in concert with a bunch of other young men looking for adventure, and entered Yugoslavia and were captured. Now, when President William Jefferson Clinton gets on television and says, "These are United States soldiers," he's a liar. They may have enlisted in the military forces of the United States of America in the United States Army, but, ladies and gentlemen, they were transferred and assigned to the NATO peacekeeping forces in Bosnia. They are under United Nations command. They are not United States soldiers. Don't you think it's funny that the United Nations is not sticking up for these guys? Well, they screwed up. First place, they left their patrol. They went up a road they weren't supposed to go up, and they entered into Yugoslavia when they were supposed to be a cohesive unit, a patrol patrolling the border between Yugoslavia and Bosnia. Or, and this is going on all over the place. So, what is the bit here? Macedonia? Ladies and gentlemen, the UN peacekeeping forces in Macedonia and Bosnia and any other place in that region are all the same forces. They are, in fact, whether they're in Bosnia or Macedonia, attached to the United Nations peacekeeping forces assigned specifically to keep the peace in Bosnia. These guys got captured. And here's General Clark. Here's General Clark, the great war criminal, and he is a war criminal, who has sent NATO forces to bomb a sovereign nation into submission through coercion to agree to a treaty that they do not wish to be a part of. In other words, the neighborhood thug. You will do what we tell you to do, or we'll beat you up every day until you do it. That's the neighborhood thug. That's General Clark. He is a war criminal. He sent forces to invade a sovereign nation with no provocation whatsoever, a nation that has not attacked anyone outside its own borders and was attempting to solve its own problems within its own borders. General Clark is the war criminal, not Slobodan Milosevic. Now, General Clark is bombing Yugoslavia every day and every night, killing Yugoslavian military personnel, Yugoslavian government personnel, Yugoslavian civilians, both Serbs, Albanians, and other nationalities and ethnic groups. The bombs are falling all over the place and killing scores and scores and scores of people. All of a sudden, you get three adventurous young men who do something they're not supposed to do, looking for adventure. They cross the border into Yugoslavia, and they become captured. And all of a sudden, General Clark is outraged. How dare you? How dare you take our personnel prisoner? Well, in the first place, General Clark, you are the head of NATO. These men are signed to the United Nations peacekeeping forces and are not a part of NATO and are not your personnel unless you are lying to all of us again and again and again and again. Which is it? And if they're United Nations personnel, why isn't the United Nations saying something about this? Because that's the command that they legitimately fall under. And William Jefferson Clinton says, oh, we're bombing the hell out of you. We're killing your people all day and all night, every day and every night. How dare you abduct our military personnel? Abduct? Oh, is William Jefferson Clinton one of the little gray aliens now? Or is it Milosevic, this little gray alien? What's going on here? What's this abduct bullshit? They were captured in a war. And William Jefferson Clinton claims that we're not at war. Listen to me carefully. William Jefferson Clinton claims that we are not at war with Yugoslavia. Yet he claims that those three men have protection under the Geneva Convention as prisoners of war. Now, what kind of double talk is that? Yugoslavia did not declare war upon us. The United States of America, through the orders of William Jefferson Clinton, taking control of NATO, declared war upon Yugoslavia illegally, unlawfully, and unconstitutionally because a declaration of war must come through an act of Congress. He invaded a sovereign nation with no provocation whatsoever. That's an act of war. We are at war with Yugoslavia. And it's not really a NATO war because William Jefferson Clinton declared the war. William Jefferson Clinton is declaring the terms. William Jefferson Clinton is controlling the whole thing. It is not international. It is not NATO. It is William Jefferson Satan. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I make a mistake? William Jefferson Clinton. The greatest liar who's ever lived upon the face of this earth. And he's telling Milosevic, we have a long memory. We will hold you personally responsible for these three young men, these three members of the United States military forces. Oh, I beg your pardon? That's another lie. They were members of NATO forces. Oh, did I say that? My goodness. Could it be because NATO is an organization, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, formed under the auspices of the United Nations Charter and is therefore a United Nations force? And could it be that William Jefferson Clinton has taken control of a United Nations force unilaterally without the approval or the consultation of the Security Council? That's exactly what he did. But these three men are United Nations soldiers, not United States soldiers. They may have started out as United States soldiers, but they certainly were not United States soldiers when they were captured. They were assigned to and under the command of the United Nations. The United Nations. And here's Clinton on television saying, we're going to hold you personally responsible. Well, who cares? What are you, dumb? Do you think we're all so stupid? Do you think Milosevic is stupid? Do you think the whole world is brain dead? What's the matter with you, Clinton? You've already told this guy. Listen to me carefully. It was not the War Crimes Commission in The Hague that said this. It was not the War Crimes Commission in The Hague that said this. It was William Jefferson Clinton said that Slobodan Milosevic and anyone who cooperates with him in command of his military forces or his government will be tried as war criminals. War criminals in something that William Jefferson Clinton claims is not a war. He claims we're not at war. But they're going to be tried as war criminals for crimes against humanity. Isn't this incredible? What kind of double talk bullshit is being bannered around? And how stupid do these people think we are? And now he's telling Milosevic that, you know, if that's not bad enough, we're going to hold you personally responsible for what happens to these three young men. Oh, my goodness gracious. What more can you, what are you going to do, Clinton? Are you going to bomb them? What is your threat, Clinton? Are you going to go in and just bomb these people and bomb them and bomb them and bomb them some more? Well, you're already doing that, and you've already told Milosevic that he's going to be tried as a war criminal. So, you know, where is your threat? You haven't got a threat. You're a bullshit artist, and the whole world knows it, and we're sick and tired of it. And we're sick and tired of this crap. We're sick and tired of the unconstitutional actions that you've taken. We're sick and tired of what you're doing in Yugoslavia. And it's you. It's not NATO. It's you, William Jefferson Clinton. You are in charge of this whole damn thing. You make me sick. You make me ashamed to be an American. And most Americans do not approve of what you are doing, will not condone it. And pretty soon, you're going to be destroyed politically because of it. Now, let's see who is the war criminal, Mr. William Jefferson Clinton, the man who attacked a church and the residence where the people who belonged to the church lived, under the subterfuge that there was a warrant for the leader of the church, a warrant that was not ever served or attempted to be served. They didn't even take the warrant with them when they went to the church and began firing on these people to kill them. And after 50 some odd days, sent in assassination squads, shot the ones that were still alive in the head, and then burned them all to a crisp. The massacre, the Waco massacre, perpetrated and carried out by William Jefferson Clinton and the butcher, Janet Reno. Listen to their own words.
You have a call.
Yeah.
How long have you been here for a while?
Well, it's quite some time.
It is. Okay, what brought you over here?
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone that you'll hear on this tape, except one black woman, the one speaking right now, is dead, murdered by William Jefferson Clinton and the butcher known as Janet Reno. Dead. Murdered. This is a videotape that they made while under siege by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Not too many people know that this tape exists. It is their own story in their own words. Listen carefully, because this is their last will and testament. They're all dead except for this one woman whom you hear right now.
The whole thing, because this is supposed to be the land of freedom and free and religious cities. And, you know, one minute everything's calm, and the next thing is women and children where I'm staying. I met two people in Australia and I started studying, and then someone told me about someone who's been in the field, which is supposed to be field, and anyway, that's why I'm here. And I met David, he was in the field for me, and here I am.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to share?
Well, yes, you know, as I said, I'm from London, England, and what happened last Sunday really surprised me. I'm shocked, I'm disgusted, I'm upset about the whole thing, because this is supposed to be the land of freedom and free and religious beliefs. And, you know, one minute everything's calm, and the next thing is women and children where I'm staying, and there's like gunshot, and we're hitting the floor like out of movies, you know, didn't hear anybody give us any warning or anything. And I thought, through the first thing, I thought, well, this would never happen in England. And, you know, it's disgusting. And apart from that, we haven't had any freedom to the press, which is disgusting also. My rights as a British citizen, as well as being in this country, we should have some sort of outlet to the media so they know what is going on here.
Okay. Anything you wanted to add about any other thing that you'd like to say to the people that this will go to? By the way, I'm not sure where the tape is going.
Basically, that I'm here on my own free will. I'm not being held hostage, and we are a big family here. We're very happy. This is my family. Those who do the will of God, my father, are my family. I love those who are my family of the flesh, but until they know the truth about this message, then, you know, I have to put this
So you don't choose to leave the place right now?
No way. This is where I am. This is where my beliefs are. This is where the truth is being let out this time. And, we should wait and see what God has in store for the world.
So is that what you're doing? Is you're waiting right now?
Yes, I'm waiting on God. I mean, this is where the truth is. Where else is it? This is where existence is for me in the world. I mean, there is no existence outside this vicinity. This is where David is. He is revealing the field, and this is what the world should have been waiting for. And I'm very fortunate to be in this place at this time.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
I would like to say that I think the American government are very foolish not to listen first to what David has to say and to come up with something like a big tanker toy, as they have with that big tank which is outside. To me, I don't want to insult them, but it's really insulting to see such a big armor equipment with people who are inside this place, like women and children. I mean, what are they trying to prove? No, I am here on my own free will. I am not being drugged or anything. It's everyone to believe what they are. I'm very happy. I'm living a normal life.
Is that it then?
That's it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. We'll stop until we have someone else here. What is your name?
My name is Marjorie.
Marjorie, where are you from?
London, England.
And what brings you here to Waco, Texas, of all places?
Well,
surely you didn't read about this in some kind of a nice travel brochure.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I've been here for my life, and I met someone who had been to America, had met someone who was able to reveal revelation and put passages together from different parts of the Bible. I was interested. I was told to come and see, which I did. I came over to America. And when I was shown passages in the Bible, it was mind-blowing because no one in the churches or these church leaders was able to answer my questions. Things that I wanted to know, and in coming over here, things were brought to my attention. I could see things more clearly. It was a shock at first for someone to show you something which you've been looking for all your life, but then again, it was also nice to know that you found someone who could reveal these things.
Okay, it sounds kind of strange, I'm sure, to most people even hear something like that. So what have you thought of the events of just as of recently, some of the things that have been taking place, like a week ago Sunday, for instance? Do you have a reaction to that, or in response to that also, or relation to that, do you want to make a statement about leaving or staying? Do you want to leave?
No, I'm here of my free will.
So are we holding you? Am I or
no,
David or anybody else holding you?
No one's holding me here. It's my choice to be here. I decided to be here. I wanted to be here.
We realized also that man has made boundary lines all over this globe called an earth and has divided it up. But we believe, according to Psalms 50, don't we, that God owns all things?
That's Please.
Okay, so again, you want to be here then? You're here on your own free will. Do you want to add anything to that, Marge?
Well, the incident which happened last week, Sunday, was a shock. When you see these things on the television, you can walk away from it, but when you're actually on the scene when an incident happens, it's frightening. You know, 1 minute you're looking out of the window seeing 3 helicopters, and the next minute you hear firing and you're on the floor with bullet shells flying all over your head. It's frightening. And also having tanks around the building, which I don't think is necessary.
Okay. Anything, if this was to go back to Britain, this tape or any parts of it, or to the press, is there anything else you might want to add or to say?
It's my family, and a lone friend, some new friends that I might be making, and I'm fine, as you can see. Because of my own free will, I am happy with the people who I am with. What I'd like to say about the press is some of the things that they are hearing are not the truth. And I hope with this video being made that and things that are about to happen that people see and know the truth.
Okay, did you want to add anything else? Or is that about it? Okay, thank you, Marge.
Thank you.
If you're now that wants to share a few things, and we will put her on. And what is your name?
My name is Judy Schneider Perez. This is my daughter, Mina. And as you can see, I was wounded when the ATF came in and assaulted us. I was quite surprised to see our government act the way it did, in that David went to the door with his hands up and said, "Don't shoot, there's women and children in here." And yet they opened fire and fired at everyone here. It was just amazing. I don't really expect anyone to jump on our bandwagon right now and believe what we believe after just hearing little bits and pieces. I've been in the message since 1986, studying with David, and just learned so many astounding things. I just think now we need to sit back and see what really is going on in our government. That's the whole thing that we're upset with right now, and we're waiting on God for an answer about what we can do.
Can I see a close-up of your finger? If you'll hold it still, let me zoom in on your finger. Okay, don't move it now. Hold it right there. I will try to see if I can focus it in a little better than what I have at this point in time. Okay. What happened there with your finger? You were just sitting there. I was told you were nursing the baby or one of the babies, or what was it?
Yeah, I was just sitting there with my hands sort of like this, and bullets were coming in our window. A lot of our clothing was damaged from bullets, and I'm glad we weren't more than this.
That's a very fat finger you have there.
Yeah, it's kind of swollen. I just spoke to a doctor on the phone. He said it's quite dangerous. He thought I should come out and get treatment, but I asked him why doesn't he come in here, because I don't really trust what they might do out there as far as
being
a person hostage.
Were you hurt any other place, or did you have any other injuries?
Right, I was sitting here kind of like, I'm not exactly sure it happened so fast, but at any rate, it went up this finger into my hand and out my shoulder.
Okay. What brought you here in the first place to Waco, Texas?
To study with David.
Okay, and a question that everybody wants to know, do you want to leave? Are you being held here against your will?
I want to leave when God says go, but no, I don't want to go out there on my own without David and everyone else, the rest of my family. We're all family.
So no one's holding you here against your will?
No one would be holding anyone here against you.
Okay, were you able to see a video that the agency sent to us showing some of the children that were at the facility, that wherever they're at?
The video we saw today of them running around crazily, eating candy, drinking soda pop, jumping around like wild maniacs, watching videos, and yeah, we were all quite upset to see our children behave like that, because they've always been well-mannered and disciplined, and they don't eat candy in between meals and only on rare occasions. it's not good for your teeth or health or anything.
So you see that as being a cause of a hyperactivity in children, something they already
do? I mean, we love the kids. They can't help the way they're being cared for. I guess that's the only thing that people out there really know.
Is there anything else you might have to say to the American people or to anybody that's on the outside, your family maybe, your friends?
Well, I love you, Mom, of course. You know that. And I love all my family, and I just hope everyone doesn't jump to making decisions before they've heard our side. Because right now, all you're hearing is the press. You're getting a very perverted press. You're not allowed to broadcast live. It has to be taped, and it has to be cut out and changed, stories, all kinds of lies. I mean, like the lady holds up a bullet, this is what the ATF uses, and this is what we use. I'm like, wow, I never saw one of those before. But, I mean, it's so many lies, they change the stories all the time. You just need to trust God. I mean, trust God, read your Bible, know what you're talking about.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, all of these people that you're listening to are dead except for the first black woman that you heard on this tape. Also, most Americans don't realize that 50% of all of those people in the Branch Davidian Church were black. The same lying press is lying to you now about what's happening in Yugoslavia.
Is there any final comments you'd like to make?
Tell me about humanitarian missions.
Well, thanks much. So what about Minas? Does she want to say anything?
Say hello to your grandma, grandpa, and your aunt too. Wave too. Say see y'all soon.
Wave.
See you soon.
Okay, thank you. We'll go on to someone else.
Thanks.
Ladies with me, and we'll start out by finding out what their names are, and we'll start with the one on the far left. And what is your name?
My name is Lisa.
And how old are you, Lisa?
13.
13. And who's next to you?
Abby.
And how old are you, Abby?
I'm 11.
You're 11. And who else do we have here?
I'm Rachel, and I'm 13.
You're 13, and?
Audrey, and I'm 13.
And you're 13 also. Of course, as everyone else, we've asked, why are you here? And we'll start again with Lisa. Lisa, what brings you here to Texas?
My dad and mom brought me here when I was little.
When you were young?
Yeah, I was young.
So you didn't really come here by choice then, per se, did you?
Mm-hmm.
But now that you're, how old are you again?
13.
13 years old, would you like to leave?
No.
You don't want to leave? Even though there are all these events have been taking place with the gunfire and the possibility of more, and not knowing what's going on, you still don't want to leave? Are you being held against your will?
No.
Are you sure? Okay. What about Abby? Abby, what are you doing here? What brought you here?
Well, I came here with my grandma when I was about 5.
When you were about 5? And have you left since then at all? Have you gone away to get to visit?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So, do you want to leave now? If you were given the opportunity to leave now, would you like to leave?
No.
You sure? Is anyone here holding you against your will?
No.
No one is. Okay, is there anything you'd like to say to your grandmother on the outside or anyone else?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And next we have Rachel. Rachel, tell us something about your arriving here. Have you been here for a while?
Yeah, I've been here for 5 years old.
She's about 5? And you've had opportunity to leave, have you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've always been told if I want to leave, I can leave, but, you know, I've never wanted to.
Why not?
Well, because, you know, I like it here, have friends here, and plus there's a truth that, you know, David teaches the 7 seals and he can reveal it, and there's no one else so far, you know, that I've heard of that can do that, and so I've just decided to stay here and listen.
So then what you're saying is it's because of his ability to open up the Bible. of which we all see that there are almost 2 billion people in the world that claim to be Christians and claim that that's their foundation also. So you see that he has an ability that so far others haven't shown. Is that what you're saying? I know I'm asking somewhat of a leading question because I know that you all are a little bit camera shy. What about you, Audrey? What brings you here?
I came here when I was 7 years old, and my grandma brought me here. And I was too little to understand anything, but now since I'm getting older, I can understand more. And it's, you know, true so far, then, you know, I've never heard anybody else tell the truth, you know, like...
Okay, like David apparently is what you were thinking of. Okay, let's see. So another few questions we've asked everybody. Is there anything you want to say to friends or family or anywhere else? Or do you want to...
Okay, I don't have anything to say.
You don't have anything else to say?
Okay.
Really? Okay, what about you, Audrey, Abby, or Lisa? Anything else you want to say?
Hi.
Okay, hi.
Well, what I don't understand is how, you know, people don't want to listen to the seals and everything because it's so plain and clear that, you know, they just don't want to listen. I don't understand that.
So you're wondering why more people aren't interested in the Bible and being unlocked? Is that what you're saying? And to see what's for us for the final days? Okay, I understand. Anything else? I guess that'll do. Okay, well, thank you, girls. Mel's here, and we'll ask for you to identify yourself. What is your name, please?
My name is Lorraine Sylvia.
Lorraine Sylvia, do you also have a family here, or a partial family, or what can you tell me about that?
Yes, I do. I have a daughter here in Hollywood.
Okay.
And I have my son I sent out.
And what is his name?
His name is Joshua.
So, Joshua, have you been able to see anything or hear anything of Joshua as of recent?
Well, when the first time came out, he was able to call up that night just to tell me he had arrived. And then today I saw a videotape of him. And I got to tell you, I was not impressed.
Why were you not impressed with the videotape?
Well, they had all the children in a room, and the kids were all going wild and jumping around, and it was like they had no discipline, no correction. And we just don't do that with our kids' parents, you know.
Okay.
The kids are supervised all the time, and, you know, our kids will go into a Bible study, they'll sit for hours quietly and peacefully. And when I saw this video, they were acting like wild animals.
Okay, so that bothered you then? Okay. Why are you here in the first place?
Well, 8 years ago, David came to my home in Massachusetts, and he was presenting Bible studies to my family, and I just saw that he had something. He was able to take all the books of the Bible and harmonize them, line upon line, precept upon precept, and it made sense. And it was something when you read it yourself, you couldn't see it. But once he showed it to you, it was readily understood. There was just no debating it.
Okay. Do you have a desire to leave here?
No.
You
I have no desire to leave. And nobody is holding a gun at my head to make me say that. No one's
okay, so no one's holding you back, keeping here, threatening you, or anything else?
If God says to wait, then I intend to wait.
All right. And a lot of people have said that, but what do you mean if God says to wait? Is God talking to you or something?
No, God does not talk to me. The book of Revelation shows that God has a book in his hand, and he hands that book to someone, he hands it to the Lamb. He's the only one that can reveal the book. God does speak to someone, and David is shown in the field.
So,
David, God says, wait, I've trusted in him this long, he's proven himself to me, so I'm going to wait.
Okay, I see. Would you have anything you wanted to say to family elsewhere, or friends, or do you have any statements to make? About the incident that happened, that maybe 10 days ago, anything you'd like at all. It doesn't even have to be that.
Okay, first, the incident is just a total outrage.
Why is that?
I don't know how the American people can stand by and watch such a thing take place. We have people out here, we have all these people, women, children, tiny babies, These men came in here and they started firing on us. The boat came through the walls and people were killed, people were injured. And this is America.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say or add?
To my family, I love them. Please take Joshua.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to go over here now, and we're going to ask someone else sitting close by here her name and where she's from.
My name is Kathy Schroeder. I'm originally from Florida.
Okay, you're from Florida. Kathy, what brings you here in the first place?
A few years ago, I met yourself, Steve Schneider, and my husband and I. We were in Miami, Florida, and we found revealing truth in the Bible that we just could not just refute at all. There was no way. We eventually came and met David Koresh and found that he was doing the opening up of these truths and have stayed to listen to everything we could. And everything, like Larry said, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. The whole Bible, every book of the Bible, tells the same prophecy, tells the same thing. And I wouldn't know that were it not for David Koresh.
Okay. So, do you have also any children, or where's your family?
I have four children, three by an ex, and one from my late husband, Mike Schroeder. They are not here with me right now. The incident that happened Sunday that nerve-wracked everybody, any women and children were in our homes, just totally shocked with barrage of weaponry fired upon our home. Of course, me and the children all got down. We all safely made it through that original gunfire, but it scared me too much to allow them to stay here. So my children have been released. They are out. And I found out today that the three that do belong to my are physiologically my ex's children. He has custody of them now. I found that out today.
And
my fourth, he turned three Sunday. He's the youngest. He is still in state custody as far as I know.
Why did you send your, you said you sent your children out so that you thought they might have a better chance of survival? Is that the idea?
Physical survival, yes. They have tanks aimed in our faces. Every day we are worried. There's no telling what the federal agents out there will do based on what they've already done. So for their physical lives and their well-being, I sent them out.
Well, what about your own life and your own physical well-being? Don't you want to be with your children?
Yes, I would much rather my children be here with me. But I would not like to be out there because I know that what I'm doing here is for a reason. God said, wait, the God that I believe in, the God that David Christ has shown me, that sits on a throne, that has a book in his hand, read Revelation's all right there. It's so plain and simple. If you've got somebody to show it to you, which took me a lot of years to finally find, and once I did, there's no disagreement at all to say that that's not what's in the book.
So you don't, is anyone holding you here against your will, Kathy?
Only God.
Only God.
It's His will and His will be done.
Okay. Did you see that videotape of your children today?
Yes, I viewed that videotape. I was a little disappointed in a couple of my children jumping on couches and making silly faces and just really going crazy. Had they been in my possession, had I been with them at the time, they would not have acted so rashly.
Is that to say they're not allowed to have fun?
No. My children have fun, but they were quite undisciplined, unsupervised at the time the video was taken.
And that's not something that you would like to see then?
No, my children are constantly doing schoolwork when they're with me. They're constantly working and playing. Well, when it's well supervised, they do a lot of playing. They do a lot of exercise, but not jumping on couches and tables like I saw my young daughter doing today.
Would you like to see this all resolved, the situation, or maybe back as it was? What
are your thoughts about that?
What do you mean, as it was?
Well, about 10 days ago, we were all coming together studying the Bible. It was things as usual.
Before the ATF got involved.
Right.
Okay, yes, I would love to see the situation resolved. I would love to have my children back, and I would love to have my ability to worship God in the way that I feel I want to worship God, which is our American right. I would love to have that back. But as it stands right now, I can't worship God the way I want to. They're taking that from me.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
One more thing I would like to tell the public, if they can and find this out, that I'm really tired of the lies. I'm really tired of hearing the stories federal agents have told the public, seeing as how we have no press coverage directly from this facility, from our church. We have no one telling the world our side, and I am watching and listening on the radio, watching on the news reports, the press conferences, watching the lies that the federal agents have told. It's astounding day after day how far they go. And that's just one agency. All the other agencies back there are going to back them up. That's including our federal government. We, the people, don't run this government anymore. We, the people, don't run this country. They do, and they tell all the lies they want. And I'm just.
But do you think all of these men are like that? Do you not see that there might be some sincere that are trying to do the best from their vantage point?
Those that are trying to do their best are trying to do their job. They have a family back home, too. But they don't understand what the system is doing. If they did, they would speak out against it.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just that I love my family, and I hope that my ex does try to get custody of my youngest child, Brian. That's very important to me. And that the children know that God does control the situation. No matter what happens, God is in control, and I believe that totally.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. I have someone else here now. May I ask you your name?
My name is Teresa.
And where are you from, Teresa?
I'm from England.
You are. What brings you over to America, of all places, here in Texas?
Well, about 4 years ago, I was teaching truth about the Bible. I was wondering why we have a Bible that we don't understand, you know. So I started inquiring, and one day found someone up to talk about this, and they told me someone was coming over from America, and we arranged to meet that person, which was Keith, which was Lucy, and we had a study, and it wasn't so good at first, but I continued, and then I found that a few of my questions were being answered, and I continued. And then when I met David Koresh, he's answered all my questions. And there's no doubt about the truth that we are missing. We were missing before we met you and David.
Okay, so that's what brought you over here to Waco,
yeah.
Texas, of all places, to hear more. There's been a lot of rumors and statements over the press that you're being held here against your will, and is that true, or what do you have to say?
That's not true. I have made my decision to come here because I have been shown the prophecies, and we are looking forward to the truth being revealed to the world, and that's why we come here to study as much as we can, so that we can also help others in the world know this truth.
Okay. So you have a vision of things better, maybe an eternal vision that you've called. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Did you get to see your daughter on the tape that was sent?
Yeah, I saw my daughter. I was.
Why is it, ladies and gentlemen, that the stupid, ignorant, and apathetic sheeple of America cared nothing about the murder of all of these people who belong to a little church in Waco, Texas, people who weren't wanted for anything? The warrant was for David Koresh. They were all murdered, every single one of them. And now you're all upset because three United Nations soldiers were captured by the Yugoslavians. I got to tell you, this reaches new heights of stupidity, ignorance, apathy, manipulation. You want to talk about dumb cattle? Hey, go in your bathroom. Look in the mirror. You deserve the title. You are it. You are the dumb cattle. You are stupid, ignorant, and you are the puppets in this world manipulation.
And everything in the hands of God right now, and we're just waiting on God. Whatever happens, we know it's the way that God wants it to be.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to say that if they could, before the children are sent to their families, I'd like them to try to have some more control over them, to direct them if they're doing something wrong, correct them, you know, while they're in their care.
Okay. That's a final thanks. Thank you, Teresa. Okay, Tita. I gave your name, of course. That is your name, I would believe.
Yes, I'm really close. Tita Riddell, Shinobi.
Okay. And where are you from originally?
I'm originally from the Philippines, but I came to the United States in 1968.
And your home most recently up?
My home is recently from Hawaii, Oahu.
Okay. And what brings you to Waco, Texas?
I didn't come for the truth. I didn't know anything about it. I came with my husband, and I always sat in the back for 2-3 years. And as I was listening to it, it got my ear ringing.
It did. So you didn't even come here then to want to know the Bible or interest in God or anything to do with something religious then?
No, never.
Okay, but now, what about now? Is anyone holding you against your will? Do you want to leave? What is your desire?
Nobody's holding my will or anybody.
So you're here by choice still?
Yes.
You don't want to leave then?
No, but I want my kids back here. What I saw on that film, I wasn't very happy about it.
So you weren't either. I would imagine it's going to be the same thing that we've been hearing about the response to the children.
Yes, they haven't been directed. They haven't been, the last on the film, they haven't been supervised or anything. I really appreciated they made an effort to take their pictures and video them, but what I saw, I was more upset than before.
Have you learned anything from the Bible about how parents and children should be, the relationship, and does it seem to work?
It works with my kids. There's times I'm black, but they're beautiful kids, all of them.
In fact, for those that are listening, whoever has children, we've learned from the book, especially the book of Proverbs in the Bible, is right, how one should be with their children and how there should be a consistency, a constant love and caring shown to the child. One should never hit or use the hand on a child.
Yeah.
It should always be for hugging and loving. And one should always stay with that program so that the child knows and learns exactly what to expect. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah.
Is there anything else you might want to add or say to family, friends, or anything else?
I want to say to the children, I love you all. I will miss you. Remember what we taught you and how you guys eat, your eating habits, and everything you're not supposed to eat when you're eating.
Not supposed to what?
Eating water, but water.
Oh, drinking water.
Drinking water.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
I just hopefully that their relatives will inquire for them, or the families will go to them, whoever rewrote on those papers.
Okay. Thank you, Sisha.
You're welcome.
She wants to have something to say to her children.
And Sisha, Crystal, I love you very much. And the rest of you, Janessa, Natalie, you're the oldest in that group. Behave and take care of those kids. Okay? Love you all.
And what might your name be?
Yvette.
Yvette. And Yvette, where are you from?
England.
As with everyone else, we've been asking the same question. What brings you over to Waco, Texas?
Long story. My husband was in college in England.
All right.
A guy by the name of Steve Schneider came over to England. He was giving some Bible studies. My husband went to the studies without my knowing, my aunt.
and I later found out what was going on. When my husband finished studying, came over to the States with Alan, and I was pregnant at the time. Possibly a year later, I came to the States to inquire what was going on. Then I got the truth too. I accepted the truth, what was being taught, which basically was tied up all the prophecies of the Bible together, showing me things that the Adventist Church never showed me. I was in there for 10 years. I was seeking truth, they had nothing to tell me. We went to college to be ministers and ministers' wives, but we had nothing to do with them.
How far did your husband advance in the college as to degrees?
Well, as far as the world is concerned, he advanced. As far as God is concerned, he stayed where he was after the church.
I was told he had a master's degree?
Oh, yeah. He's got a master's degree.
Did he also become a minister for that denomination?
He sure did.
Okay.
But he wanted to know what he had to say.
All right.
He even started teaching the truth of the Bible, which they came to believe. Basically, they kicked him out.
Do you want to leave here? And are you also being forced against your will to stay here, keeping you from leaving?
Hey, listen, I came here freely. I'm a free agent. I came by myself, I came my own way. I came and I went as I pleased, and I've decided to stay as I please. My family know where I am. They know I'm independent. I never do anything they want anyway. Basically, all I've said to them is, look, I'm old enough to take care of myself. As long as they're supportive, that's all I need.
Okay. And what about your children? Where are they right now?
My children are out there.
Where? Wherever. Okay.
Out there in the world. Because of the event of Sunday the 28th, 2 days after my son's 4th birthday.
Did you miss your children?
Well, hey, I'm a mother.
Okay.
I miss my kids. I love them very much.
Well, they were
nice for 6 years.
They were nice enough to video some of the children. Did you get to see yours?
Yeah. And the hardest hair was cut. They didn't ask permission to touch him. I was furious when I saw him.
Okay.
And Renee looked sad. I know she wasn't happy. She was a picture. She was forcing a smile. Also, the treatment, the behavior of the children on the video was very bad. They were given things that they didn't normally eat that makes them very hyperactive. They were eating whatever they wanted, when they wanted. They were sat in front of the cheap television. There were, as far as I was concerned, there was no constructive supervision of the children. And the other thing was, well, basically, I was just upset about seeing the kids. I didn't want them out there in the first place. I sent them out there because I thought they would die in this place because of the way those people came in here and shut up my bedroom and everything else with 3 children in my room. So I sent them out there for safety, but basically, they would have been lost here. I'm going to die here, and I would have been safer than being in the happy family.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to say to
your
friends?
I just want to say to my family, hey, you know me, I do my own thing. Even if I die, you know I love you very much. And I'm not going to die in vain as long as you believe in what I do, isn't it?
Okay, is that it? Thank you, Dad.
To remind the children about the story of Daniel and his 3 friends in Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Okay, kids, remember what happened. Those guys were taken into Babylon against their will. They didn't eat at the king's table. They didn't touch the king's wine. They ate what they knew God wanted them to eat. And God gave them the blessing. God worked through those 3 children. And so remember, God can work through you too. You're out there for purpose, kids. Don't forget Revelation 4 and 5, whatever you do, okay?
Okay, and what is your name, may I ask?
Doris Fagan.
Doris Fagan. Doris, where?
You're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. Ladies and gentlemen, don't believe the propaganda you're hearing. the three soldiers who were captured were United Nations soldiers, not United States soldiers. They were captured within the borders of Yugoslavia.
England. What brings you over to Waco, Texas?
Well, I've been in the Adventist Church for at least 5-6 years. I studied my Bible, and the teaching that they're giving in the church is two different things.
Okay.
And I was told that there's somebody here to open the Bible, and I was very much interested to know. So I come over to here, and I was amazed. For what I've heard, for being carrying the Bible and don't know what it is until when I get here.
Okay, and it's the rumor has gone around over the radio and the airwaves that you're being held against your will. Do you have a desire to leave? Would you like to leave?
No. I'm here because I wanted to be here.
You're here because you want to be here?
Yes.
So you want to continue to learn?
Of course.
Have you had any disappointments here as of recent time?
To say, because it is very important for people to hear what he's got to say, more than trying to put his word on our opinion, which it is not right before God, because he's not doing things which is wrong. He's doing the right. He's trying to save souls and introducing them to listen to what he's got to say.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to friends, family abroad or elsewhere?
Well, my family in England, don't mourn for me. I'm all right. I'm alive. I'm not dead. I'm serving a true and living God that sits on the throne. And if you do so, you can't die. So don't mourn. God sits on the throne.
Anything else? Okay, thank you. We have over here right next to you, and what is your name?
Anita Richard.
And where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Jamaica, but I reside in Canada for a while.
Okay. And what brings you here to Waco, Texas?
Well, I was in the Adventist Church for over 30 years, and I watched the church go down.
Down how?
Down, take a downhill trend. The moral and everything has been
moved down. You're saying it's moral?
Yes.
Okay.
And the standard has been very low. And I cried to God because I said there must be something better than this in religion. So I heard about Mr. Koresh, who can open the seven seals. And I have been reading Revelation and did not understand. I kept asking about the seals, and I was told that Revelation is a closed book and will only be open in the end of time. I look around and I can see, well, if this is not the end of time, I don't know when. So when I heard that he can open the seven seals, I was so anxious to get here to listen to him. When I came... open the seals. That's why I'm here.
So you haven't been disappointed from the answers?
No. I'm very happy I'm here.
Would you like to leave, and are you being held against your will to leave?
Oh, no. If I wanted to go, I could have gone a long time.
Okay, so no one's holding you against your will today?
No one's holding me against my will.
Okay. Is there anything else you might want to add to family, friends,
yes,
or any other comments?
Like to tell my family and friends in Canada and also Jamaica that I'm alive and well, and I'm happy. I believe it is the safest place to be on earth right now. I'm here for the word of God for the seventh seal, and it is my greatest desire for them to open their eyes, open their ears, and listen. And I would be happy if they could be given the opportunity to listen to the seals, because it's our life.
Okay.
Our life.
Thank you very much. Okay.
This is Barry. This is my 3-year-old son.
And your name?
Nicole.
You're Nicole. And Nikki, where are you from?
I'm from Australia.
And what brings you to America?
Well, I came here to study the seven schools, then I came over to Australia, and originally my whole family was in the church, but they left.
When you say, see, people that might be listening might not understand cliches that religious groups use, like truth or seven seals. So you came here to see and understand something which you thought might be the truth, is that it?
Yes.
Okay, have you been disappointed?
Not at all. I've seen things that I haven't seen before. Every question I've ever had has been answered. And I've seen the whole book, the Bible open. Every question I've taken to scholars, I have not been able to answer.
And even before you came to hear David here and to sit down and study with him, did you have opportunity to go to any institutions of higher learning before this?
I was in a college doing a diploma, and I did have questions that I did take to theologians, and none of them could answer my questions.
So it was a religious college?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Do you have any desire to leave here, and are you being held against your will to do so if you did?
I am not being held against my will. I desire to stay here. I do not want to leave.
Nikki, I know that you mentioned that you wanted to say a few words because of an incident that happened about 10 days ago which now left you without a brother. Did you want to say anything about that, it would seem?
I'm very disappointed. The whole incident, DHS came in and they shot my brother. Because they left his body, they wouldn't take his body out and bury it. He's been buried at the front of the property now. I mean, I thought this was the country of, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, whatever. And just human decency is just the way it can exist.
Is there anything you want to say other than that to those that might be watching, viewing, or to family, friends, anywhere?
I'd like to say to my mom, Marlene, Mom, I really don't understand this, and I know you're going to be heartbroken, but please, you always told me not to judge, and that's all I want to say. In the end, you will understand everything.
Anything else, Nikki? Okay, thank you. Sit with us. And what might your name be?
Melissa.
And your?
Melissa.
Melissa. And Rose and Melissa, you two seem to be the two controversial persons that the agency wanted to know about because they believe that you, Melissa, wanted to leave and you were being kept against your will. Maybe we should get into that first. So, Rose and Melissa, what was that all about the other night?
Well, Dick is FBI or DHS agent friend here, and he wants him to translate, and he was speaking to Melissa, and Melissa told him that she'd leave on condition, and was, you know, and he's speaking to her, and he's prompting her, and her to tell me that I'm unfair, that she wants to go, she wants to go to her friend, which, you know.
I can hardly hear you. I hope that it comes across on the camera. Yes. So anyway, let's ask the question to Melissa. Melissa, do you want to leave here?
No.
You don't? Are you sure? Did you tell Dick on the phone, though, that you would leave if they allowed a Robert Gonzalez? You remember that name, Robert Gonzalez? They asked you if David could talk to him, then they asked you, would you leave then, and what did you say?
Yeah.
But what about now? Do you want to leave now?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is your mom holding you against your will right now?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, they're making an awful lot about the Geneva Convention in the atrocities being committed in Yugoslavia. Remember that the Soviet Union was a signatory to the Geneva Convention. Yugoslavia, under the Geneva Convention, under the Soviet Union, may have also been a signatory. But since the fall of the Iron Curtain, there's a new government in Yugoslavia. And therefore, Yugoslavia is not, cannot be, a signatory to the Geneva Convention and is not required to obey the Geneva Convention. They are no longer a member of the Soviet Union, which was the primary signatory. It's a new government. Also, ladies and gentlemen, understand that the NATO forces is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, committed to the defense of the member states under the NATO Charter, formed under the auspices of the United Nations Charter. Yugoslavia is not a member of NATO. Under the NATO Charter, NATO has no authority over Yugoslavia, has no authority to intervene in Yugoslavia, has no authority under its own charter to do anything whatsoever in Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia is not a member of NATO.
I don't know what else we can say or how we can ask it, but if you want to leave, we would let you leave. Do you think that's true?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have to say about that, Rose?
Well, she tells me earlier that she doesn't want to leave me, but she wants to leave the country.
Okay. Well, I can understand that, especially in relation to what's all happened here very recently. So why did you come here again in the first place, Rose?
Well, it's a long story, but I'm agreeing.
Yeah, okay, as brief as possible.
Well, say, a couple of years ago, I was raised in religious way, and I think the religion had much to offer, when you read the Bible. And a friend of mine is my home, and he said that there's someone that can show you things in the Bible that's written on today's, or possibly can give us some of the stuff. And I thought,
I thought I would all
listen anyway. And so, since that day I've been here, and I'm not
being
disappointed with what I've heard.
Okay. Do you want to leave yourself?
No.
Are you being held against your will?
Of course not.
Okay. So the reason you stay then is, what are you, is there some reason why you're staying here, even in the very reason that there could be harm to your own person and to your daughter? Why would you even chance something like that?
Well, there's no harm here. The reason why I stay here is, like I said before, about someone that knows the prophecy. Things that have happened here, it's in the book. There's no reason to be right.
Why haven't you walked out already? What are you waiting for?
Okay, well, the first one is showing these things take away. And also, we can see the events that are taking place. These are the performances that have been shown already. So I don't want to leave right now.
And we also today have another group with us, but I guess it doesn't appear like they're all here, so we'll just wait a moment, just a second. Here, and it appears to be a family. And where is this family from?
I'm from England.
You're from England. And what is your last name?
Henry.
Henry. Would you like to give your first name, starting with the young lady to the far left? Your right.
Diana.
Diana?
I'm Phil.
I'm Paulina.
I'm Stephen.
I'm Vanessa.
Hello.
And what brings you all the way from England, the nice lovely home of which I've seen and been in, what brings you to America, to a place called Waco, Texas, or Waco, Texas? Anybody want to speak first?
I've always wanted to know, to understand the Bible, and I wanted to know about the seven seals. And I met somebody who can show me the seven seals. I have my pastors, my ministers. I was a former Seventh-day Adventist. Nobody can show me. And now I find what I've been looking for.
So you haven't been even slightly disappointed?
Not at all.
Have you asked the hardest questions that you ever possibly could ask in regards to anything religious?
I have, and they couldn't tell me anything. They just kept saying it's wrong, but they couldn't tell me where it was wrong.
Have you ever had anybody, or have you ever seen in your experience in the past few years, anybody controvert what this man that you say can do this has?
Not at all. I have tried myself. Nobody has.
at all.
Okay, the rumor has been that you're being held against your will. Does anyone here want to leave, and are you being held against your will?
No way.
And what is your choice then? What would you like to do as of leaving or staying?
I like to stay. As long as she says to stay, I'll stay.
And, okay, go ahead.
As far as I'm concerned, I ain't going nowhere. I'm staying right here because I believe that where I am is the right place. And that, you know, we're family here, and, you know, I really like it here. I know that I'm not going to be leaving it, so.
I'd like to say, too, that I know the people in England, they thought that I was forced into being here, and that is not true at all. This is my own choice. I've wanted to stay here. I've come here, and I've wanted to stay here. And this is where I want to be, and I don't want to leave.
Okay.
This is a life and death situation, and I want to live eternally. And I would like my sisters, my mom, and my friends not to worry about us because we are okay. And I wish when this is revealed that they would listen to and they take heed.
Okay, so this seems to be a very important issue to you, that you're being over here and you're hearing and seeing the Bible. So you're looking to something other than what the world might understand, to things that you don't see with your physical eyesight. Okay. Is there anything else anyone would like to say in regards to family, to friends, or about any other issues?
Well, I'd like to say that I know that there's a lot of my friends in England who are probably just worried about what I'm doing here. So I'd like to know that I'm fine, things are going to be all right, and I'll see them again one day.
Do you hold any animosity or anything against anybody anywhere?
No.
Okay. Anything else you might want to add?
I'd like to say hello to my grandma, and I'd like to tell you not to worry. You know, I'm not held here as a hostage or anything. If any of us wanted to leave, we could just go now today. You know, we've been back and forth here freely. I'd just like to tell you not to worry and that I will see you soon.
Okay.
We've all three more relations.
Okay. Anything else?
I'd just like to say that Mrs. Koresh has been the most intelligent person I've ever met. She's nothing like what the media reports him to be.
So you would wish that and you desire that they would even have an open access to being able to ask any kind of question of any subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe someday that'll be able to be happening. I don't know.
I'd also like to say to my friends that a lot of you know that I approach you on scriptures, and none of you could show me anything. You know that I approach the ministers, and I'd like to say keep an open ear. You know, when you are given the opportunity to listen and keep an open ear.
Anything else?
I'd like to say to Mr. Henry that what he's been saying should mix with error. But wish he would listen at this time and that he would find the real truth in this message.
Okay. Is that it? Thank you.
Ophelia, thank you.
And Ophelia, what brings you here to Waco, Texas?
Well, I heard about this man that was teaching the seventh seal. And since I was always looking for some more truth that the church didn't have.
And so you found him to be able to open up much to you?
Yes.
It's been said that you're being held against your will, that you're not able to leave. Do you desire to leave, or are you being held against your will?
I have decided to stay. I don't want to go.
So you're not being held against your will here?
No.
You also mentioned to me a little earlier that you wanted to say something to your son who is not here, and what might that be?
Oh, yes. I wanted to tell my son that I got his message, and not to worry because this thing has to happen. Remember that I talked to that prophecy has to be fulfilled, and the time has come.
Okay. Is there anything else you might want to say to anyone else?
Also to my family in Mexico. They don't have to worry about it because they know that these prophecies have to be fulfilled. And I want to send my love to them and also my mother. And I want them to read Nahum.
The book of Nahum?
Yeah, the book of Nahum. And
How about this? Psalm 45, Isaiah 45.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ophelia.
My name is Derek Lovelock.
And where are you from, Derek?
I'm from England.
What brings you here?
Well, I hear there's a man that can open the book and reduce 17.
The book meaning the Bible?
The Bible, yes.
Have you been disappointed?
No.
Have you done any other study of other denominations or religion in the world?
I was a Seventh-day Adventist for 7 years.
What were you before that?
That was the only religion I've been in.
Okay. Do you want to leave here?
No, I don't want to leave here. I feel quite safe here. There's no reason for me to leave.
Is someone holding you here against your will?
No, nobody holds me against my will.
Okay. Also, it's been mentioned that there's a number that would like to leave here, or would you like to see this resolved peaceably?
Yes, I would.
And so your hope still is that it will be?
Yeah, that is my hope.
Have you noticed that to be the tenor and the attitude of those people that are here?
Yes.
Okay. We have not brought that issue up, so we should bring it up now. Is there anything else you might want to say to family, friends, or anything?
I'd just like to say, hello to my family back in England, not to worry, in the safe if I'm a good and to tell them that this is the end time now, prophecies are being fulfilled as it's written in the Revelation.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I just want to tell you that I've been involved and seen a lot of religions, and they're all bogus and all full of it. This is the truth. I know this is the truth. And for anybody that knows me, you know that I wouldn't be into something that I didn't think was right. And don't worry about me, because it is going to be okay. So,
are you being, real quickly, are you being held against your will?
No.
Do you have a desire to leave here?
No.
You don't? Okay.
No.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
I'm Scott Sinovi. And I'm not being held here against my will. I want my father, Ken Sinovi in Honolulu, to get my kids. If you're watching, I want you to have my two daughters, Angelica and Crystal Sinovi.
And do you have a phone number you might want to give them again?
It's 808-689-4457.
Anything else you might want to say?
Don't worry about me. We're going to be just fine because God's in control.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Comment here because we're running out of time here. This is only an hour tape. This is Steve Schneider that has been filming, by the way. It's probably been quite obvious. The comment is that there are a lot more people that did want to talk. If I would have known that, I would have used a longer tape. So we might pick up on this a little later. Many of the men here have not obviously come to the camera and spoken. There are still a number of others, but the overall tenor and the attitude here is that people do not want to leave. No one is being held against their will. So we might get into some other subject matters here in another day or two. So we'll be in touch, and we thank you for your patience, and we're trying to work this out with you, and we'll do the best we can. But remember, the God of David Koresh said wait, and that's basically what we're doing. Not to be against or defend anyone else or to slow down any process, but we do believe in a living God, as Revelation 7 shows. Thank you, and we will pass this on to you. Kathy back, and you wanted to make one final statement, and you didn't earlier because why?
I didn't want to say anything earlier. I didn't have emotional composure. I want to just add one more thing, if I may. Bear with me.
Okay, you've got seconds.
Sunday, my husband was killed by ATF agents. I want everyone to know that was totally against. He was just coming home to his family.
Okay, we'll pass that on. Thank you. This is David Koresh, Steve Schneider filming. The date today is the 8th, which is Monday, the 8th of March. It is about 4:30 in the afternoon. David, anything you'd like to say?
First of all, I'd like to thank the negotiators that we've been discussing with on the phone. We're finishing up on a very articulate portrait of what we perceive each of these fine gentlemen to be. I'd like to share with you some of my family, cream that, of course, obviously everyone in the world knows something about it. And we just thought we'd kind of break the ice and allow people to see just exactly, you know, what kind of people we have here. Let's start off first of all with my oldest son. His name is Cyrus. Come over here, son. How old are you?
Seven.
Seven. Say hello to everybody.
Hi.
Wave at them. The camera right there. What do you think about all this, son?
I don't know.
You don't know? You have faith in God?
Yes.
Okay. You want to wave to all your friends out there that's been taken to the people on the outside? What would you like to have if, they, if you could have anything right now? What would you like to have?
I don't know.
You don't know? Would you like to ride your motorcycle today?
Yeah.
Huh? Tell me you got a motorcycle.
I got a motorcycle.
Anyway, say hello to Jim. Say hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Gary.
Gary.
Henry.
Henry.
John.
John.
There's another John, too.
John.
Hello. And don't forget Dick.
Dick.
Okay. Okay. We'll talk to these people later. Okay. Okay. Who's your sister? Huh?
Star.
Okay. You want to come talk a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Thanks for the milk too.
Thanks for the milk.
Do you?
No.
Thanks for the milk.
The baby.
Okay. Thanks for the milk. Come on, Star. Hey, Star. Show him Daddy's face. You're my love baby, right? Huh? You love Daddy? You love all your friends on the outside? Want to see them soon? Okay, you look good. Are you a good girl? Say hello to him.
Hi.
Thanks for the milk. Real loud.
Hi.
What would you like to do today if you could do anything you wanted to?
Go
on the swing. Okay. Anything else to say? Hmm? You don't know? It's funny looking at a camera, isn't it? Okay. Say to him goodbye. Oh, how old are you?
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Love you. And then there's our little baby here. Where's Bye-bye at?
Ah, Bobby. You see that? Bobby,
Bobby's our little clown here. Wave at the camera, Bobby. Wave at the camera. Wave, there you go.
Say hello.
Say hello. 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 How old are you, Bobby? Huh? How old are you? One? I'm 1 year old. What would you like to do today besides drink some of that milk they sent you, huh? Want to drink some milk? Huh? Want some Bubba? Want some milk? Huh? Want some Nana? No. Oh, do you have some milk yet? Huh? Okay. Okay, you bake it. Can I bake it? You bake it. Okay. Thank you. Okay, go Mama. Oh, okay, go to Mama, Bobby. No, over here. Okay, go to Mommy. Come on. Love you. Okay. Come on, Dalen. Okay, hot rod. Okay. Say hello. Oh, you gotta wave at the camera there. What's your name?
Daylon.
Uh-huh. Daylon. How old are you?
Huh?
Three. What's your mama's name? Huh? Nikki? Come on, you can talk real good. Tell them your ABCs. Lion. Now I know my what? Why don't you come and sing with me? Hey, you want Dick and all them to come and sing ABCs with you, son? Huh? You love your daddy? How much you love me? How much? Huh? Three. You love me three? No more than three? Okay. Anyway, can Dad have a kiss? Love you. Okay, go get your sister. Okay. Come pages. Pages. Don't you get that? Hey, Pages. What you doing? Pages, look. Pages. Look, look. Pages, over here. Over here. Oh, you want to play this one? Pages.
What's Pages doing?
Oh, she just turned one too, huh? Yeah, this is our little girl, Pages. She's sweetie, huh? She's an Australian baby. Half American, half Australian. You want to sing? Pages. Clap your hands, Pages. Clap. Clap. Hey, you want to clap? Clap your hands. Say hello, Dick. Hello, John. Hello, Jim. Hello, guys. Oh, that's so sweet. Can you see Mama? You want to sit down here with us for a second? You can sit down here. Tell them a little bit about yourself. How do we meet, Nikki?
I met in Australia.
Okay.
About 5 years ago.
Loud and clear.
Almost 5 years ago. At my parents' house. And, that's the Melon Street in Australia.
Well, Mina, I came over to get you, didn't I?
Yeah.
And who knew about it?
Everyone knew about it but me.
But I'd met you 2 years before, hadn't I?
Yeah.
And, of course, you had nothing to do with me whatsoever, right?
Nothing. I was at college. I was doing primary school teaching, diploma. I was doing what I wanted to do.
Well, you know, we've been trying to teach some of our friends here in the FBI, the Seven Seals. And the Seven Seals are...
Well, that's about it, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll be back in just a couple of minutes, and we'll do the rest of the broadcast taking your calls. And I want to tell you that the person who called about 15 minutes ago trying to tell me how to run this broadcast and what to do, don't bother. Because I'll burn your ass so quick, you won't even know what the hell happened.
Dum 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 d
The phones are open. 520-333-4578 is the number. What do you think about what you just heard? This was the testimony of the real Branch Davidians that you never heard before. And I think you should have heard. Isn't it amazing that President Clinton pretends to be such a moral humanitarian when he butchered and murdered these people? The number is 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. We'll be taking your calls for the rest of the broadcast. 520-333-4578. The phones are open.
You never give me hugs.
You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you still listening, I understand a lot of you gave up because you couldn't quite understand what it was that was being said on the tape. Nevertheless, it was said, and it was said over international shortwave radio, and that's what's important, whether you could understand it or not. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening, Mr. Cooper.
Good evening.
Hey, I wanted to check in with you on something. Number one, I've heard bits and pieces of that on Waco, the Rules of Engagement.
Yes.
It's pretty intense, you know.
I need you to talk a lot louder.
Yeah, let me try it again here. I'm on this crummy phone, apparently. Yeah, you know the UN Supreme Commander Wesley Clark, I believe his name is.
Yeah, this hypocrite.
Do you know where
who's bombing the hell out of the people in Yugoslavia who expressed such anger that the Yugoslavians dare capture three of his supposed people, and it turns out they weren't his people at all. They were UN peacekeeping forces belonging to United Nations Command that are not a part of NATO, that have nothing to do with NATO, that apparently, while they were patrolling a border in a convoy of Humvees in a patrol, decided to go off on their own and cross the border and got captured.
Well, you know, there's a couple of interesting things I heard about him on CBS News the first night of the bombing. Number one is that he's from Little Rock, Arkansas. Did you know that?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is another Clintonista, communista, bullshit propaganda artist promoted because not that he was eligible for promotion, but that he was a friend of Herr Clinton?
Yeah, well, there's another interesting fact for you, too, is that back in 95, he's already had a little dispute with Milosevic already back in 95. He wanted to take a couple of Humvees through some territory. He wouldn't let it. He had to take a more treacherous route, and one of those Humvees flipped and burned with the passengers inside, so he's got a particular bone to pick with this guy already.
Oh, isn't that something?
Yes, sir, and I heard both of these on CBS News at 6:30.
Well, the whole thing is falling apart. Even the Communist News Network cannot keep the truth from the people of the world. They're beginning to let it out little by little, and not because they want to. It's because they have to. It's because the world and the American people and the world are not for this war, and they are roasting people because of it.
We need to get out, buddy. And thanks a lot for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. It's 520-333-4578 is the number. We're going to be taking your calls for the rest of this hour. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello? Chicken plucker. That's what you call somebody who calls in and doesn't have the guts to talk. What's the matter with you? I'm just one lonely person just like you. I got the guts to talk. I mean, why haven't you got the guts to talk? What's the problem here? Why is it that you put the whole load on me? What do you think I am, Superman or something? I'm not. I'm just one lonely person just like you. In most instances, exactly the same. I mean, what the problem? What, you know, what is it? What's going on here? You know, when you call in to talk. 520-333-4578. What do you think about what's going on? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Cooper, how are you?
I'm fine. I need you to talk a lot louder, though.
Yes, sir. I'll use regular telephone.
That's better.
Hey, you know, something is just burning me up right now.
Put your mouth right in front of the mouthpiece and please talk louder. Yell if you have to.
Can you hear me?
That's better.
Well, we got this doggone pacifist organization in our area of Indiana here. Every time a soldier would come home and get in a fight, they'd be protesting about it. I could name the religious outfit, but I don't think that's probably right. You know? And that's all we hear about how much they're for peace and all this stuff, and you know, around here, their relatives and stuff.
Now wait a minute. I don't understand what.
Let me get to the point. But right now, where there's all this carnage, they're not saying anything. I don't know. I mean, there's all this. I'm not for wars of any kind. I mean, who would want to? I mean,
you mean they're anti-soldiers during peacetime and during war? They keep their mouth shut.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
Time they're raising Cain over, and now for some reason it's like there's nothing coming from these people when it's this administration doing it.
Well, you know what you do? You take a video camera and you go down and you get an interview on tape with the person in charge, and you ask them all those questions, then you send me the tape, and I'll make sure that. I embarrass the hell out of them.
I mean, as a rule...
No, listen to me. It doesn't do you any good to complain like that on this radio broadcast unless you're willing to pin them to the wall.
Yes, sir.
So you go with a video camera and you ask them why they do the things they do when it doesn't matter, and then why they don't do the things they should be doing when it does matter. Get it on videotape, send it to me, I will make sure that they pay for that. Now, if you can't do that, I mean, just calling me up and complaining about this doesn't mean anything. If you want to make a difference, take my suggestion to heart. Can you do that?
Yeah, yes, sir. I always do that when more experienced and knowledgeable folks tell me to do something. I've tried to make it a practice to do what they say.
Then get a video camera and go do it.
Yes, sir. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. Complaining.
Make it count.
Yeah.
Make it count.
I'm just... And
most of the people listening to this broadcast don't know what the hell you're talking about anyway.
Pardon me?
I said most of the people listening to this broadcast don't know what the hell you're talking about anyway, because you're talking about a local issue. This is a national and worldwide broadcast.
Well, these folks are all over the United States.
Well, we don't know that. You have chosen not to tell us.
Is it permissible to say what it is? I didn't know.
What I would prefer that you do is go get it on videotape and send it to us, and we'll make use of that.
I'll just do what you say, and then
it doesn't do any good to just call up and complain, because nobody knows if you're telling the truth or not. If you get it on videotape, it's in their words, then we can use it, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, you always have a good broadcast.
Thanks for calling.
Good night.
520-333-4578. Folks, don't call us and complain about local issues. That's your problem. If it's a national issue, if it's a national organization, if it's a worldwide organization, get it on videotape. Send it to us. Even if we don't use it on video, we may be able to use it on audio on our worldwide broadcast. If it's in their own words, it's not your word against them. It's proof. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Help us out. Don't be a part of the problem. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, at the beginning of the program, I heard you say that the Art Bell website had been taken over by, was it Serbian or Yugoslavian forces or something to that effect?
Yeah. Have you been there?
No, I haven't.
Well, go there. Why are you calling me an asshole? I told you what to do. I told you what happened.
I don't have access to the internet right
now. Well, go and find a neighbor who does. Don't take up valuable airtime on this bullshit.
I was just wondering if it's just April Fool's.
Don't take up valuable airtime on this bullshit. It is not an April Fool's joke. It is a reality. I told you what to do. Go there. Look for yourself. Don't eat up valuable airtime on this crap with Art Bell. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Dave. How do you hear me?
Good.
I've been listening to your show. It's very interesting. And these three soldiers, a lot of the audience won't agree with me, but you're the expert on military justice. If they took a war vehicle and crossed a border without permission...
They're invaders.
Well, they're AWOL.
That's right.
They're desertion.
Yes, and they're invaders.
And also, if I saw somebody...
But you will never get NATO, the United Nations, or the United States government to admit that. They will never admit it.
They won't admit it, but the people on the air are hearing it.
Yes, they are, and it's the truth.
And if I seen some Hummer coming down the road with foreign troops, I would I won't stay on the air long. I think I'd be in the right with constitutionally and in the eyes of God to pop them off.
Yeah, but they didn't even pop them off. They took them captive.
I know, they're being nice guys.
That's exactly right. They could have killed them. They didn't do it.
They could have killed them for espionage.
In fact, in light of what we have been doing to their country, don't you think it took a tremendous amount of restraint not to kill them?
I think so.
I think so, too. I think United, I think their families, and I think people in this country better be thanking the Serbs for not killing them when they had every reason in the world to kill them.
I agree with you 100%. And if they wind up shot and executed, I have no sympathy.
I have no sympathy either. They crossed the border. They went into Yugoslavia. They did it on a lark with this young man's feeling of invincibility. They left their patrol convoy, and they should not have done it. And all of my sources within the Pentagon tell me that they were out of line and that they did it on a lark, that they should not have done it, and that they absolutely were in Yugoslavia when they were captured. And Yugoslavia is not a party to the Geneva Convention. And only the parties who signed the Geneva Convention are parties to that convention and have to obey it. Now, the Soviet Union signed the Geneva Convention, and so did all of the satellite nations of the Soviet Union when it was proposed way back when. The Soviet Union has fallen. It is not the same government. This government in Yugoslavia is not the same government that was or used to be a party to the Geneva Convention under the old Soviet Union. They are not a party to it. They need not live up to it. They need not even abide by it or even read it, for that matter. And these men have committed an act of war against Yugoslavia, a sovereign nation that has not provoked any action toward them by attacking any nation outside their borders whatsoever, and they are by rights and by law entitled to try these three men
by a military court-martial or tribunal or whatever you want to call it.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Bill. Well, I'll sign off, and God bless you. Keep up the good work.
Well, God bless you, too. And don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen, I feel sorry for these young men. They're enlisted men. They're pawns in the game. They had no idea what they were doing. They were just three young bucks feeling their oats, thinking that because they belonged to the United States Army, assigned to the United Nations peacekeeping force, that they could just go off and do whatever the hell they wanted to do, and they got themselves in trouble. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
I certainly can.
How much biblically can I talk or not?
How much what?
Biblically or like...
I would prefer that you leave religion out of this. This is not a religious broadcast. If you want to preach religion, I suggest that you...
I would just like to make one statement. That's all.
Well, make it real quick. But
okay.
If it's
most people should read Deuteronomy 28.
You know what? I am really sick and tired of all you religious wackos out there who think the world revolves around your religion. Why don't we read the Bhagavad Gita chapter 3? Why don't we do that? And I'm not saying this to be disrespectful of your religion. I am saying that by shoving your religion down everybody else's throat, you are being disrespectful to the world. And don't get me wrong, I'm a Christian, whether you believe that or not. And when I did broadcasts asking you questions, and that's what I did, who told the truth? Jesus? The Bible? Or your preacher? Oh boy, did I get some letters. All I did was say, who told the truth? Well, who told the truth? If it was Jesus, and it contradicts what you believe, then you're wrong. If it was the Bible, and it contradicts what you believe, then you're wrong. If it was your preacher, and it contradicts what you believe, then you're wrong. The purpose of these broadcasts is not to shove religion down your throat, but to make you think about what you believe and make you examine your beliefs so that you become stronger in them, or if they are wrong, you abandon them. And the biggest complaint is that I said, if the world believes that Jesus is coming back for the second time, you are wrong. He has already done that. And I am absolutely correct. The first time he was born of the Virgin Mary. The second time he was dead and laid in the tomb, and then he came back, was risen up. That's the second time. I ask you these questions, and I ask you to examine all of these things, and most of you are so stupid, you never even bothered to ask, is he coming back the second time? The wrong question. Should we more properly ask, is he coming back for the third time? But you can't ask that. You haven't a brain. You must criticize me and condemn me because I simply ask the questions. And you haven't got the brains to seek out the answer. You would rather say that Jesus lied than admit that he has already come for the second time. And you might be looking for the third coming instead of the second coming. You stupid, ignorant, apathetic sheeple. My intent was not to tell you what to believe. My intent was not to hurt your religion. My intent was not to condemn Christianity. My intent was to try as hard as I could to make you think instead of blindly believe what you are told. And if that is my crime, I plead guilty. How about that? 520-333-4578 is the number. We've got time for maybe one or two more calls. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know much about anything anymore, except the harder I try to help people, the more those people try to destroy or hurt me. I don't understand that. I've given more than any of you in this cause. And instead of help, except for a minority who always help, what I get really is hurt, condemnation, injury, destruction, you name it. That's what comes down around my ears by the very people who I am trying to help. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
I enjoy your views and opinions. And something, I heard a broadcast on Voice of Russia. It was, maybe a week ago. And they were discussing something called the Foundation Act that was signed between their government and NATO. Now, does that make them part of NATO, or what is their connection with NATO?
No. All things up to this point have been exploratory, and the Russia is not and has never been a part of NATO.
Well, what is this Foundation Act, then?
Well, I don't know. But I do know that Russia is not a part of NATO, has never been. It may have been an act of what? I mean, who passed the act?
Well, it was according to Voice of Russia, it was an agreement between the government of Russia and NATO.
Well, it may have been a foundation of processes where they would explore how Russia would become a partner in NATO. That's what I would suspect. But
yeah.
Russia is not a partner in NATO, has never been. NATO has been trying to work up to that, but I think they've pretty much destroyed that,
yeah.
And it's not going to happen.
Well, there was also a program on Radio Austria where the head of the contact group was saying that there have been proposals made to the Serbs.
Got to make it quick. Come on, stop stuttering and.
Okay, for dividing Kosovo into two parts, the northern part to go to the Serbs, and the southern part to go to the Albanians.
Unfortunately, that's unrealistic and can't happen because Kosovo is holy ground to the Serbs. And if you study the history of that, you'll find out why. And we're out of time, so I got to let you go. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. I hope you wake up, and I hope you begin to make a difference instead of being a part of the problem.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Throw out your arms. Let's get my master. We're here for the government. We're here to help you.
Come from the IRS with a power to tax. Did you got a complaint? Think of the fact.
Get out of this house. Surrender your taxes. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to come home. Answer this and do what you're told.
Hillary Salala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike. Demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Ike said Lucifer is God across this land. And Clinton saying, take the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of uproar of right, Clinton's preparing it for another huge tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, create the panic and rape the nation. Crisis creation. Incite black and white program agitation.
Don't make this! You're surrounded by the UN in white and gray, the ATF, the men in black, of the one world order.
But it's not new. Yeah, this one, baby, is for only you.